At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Craig Unger. His new book, Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason That Stole the White House. This is the October Surprise legend. And when facts replace the legend, you print the legend is the Hollywood recommendation. We're doing the other way around. When facts replace the legend, you print the facts. And that's where we're going. You can't solve everything immediately, but we need to go to the Reagan election campaign, watching these events, the takeover of the embassy, the Ayatollah's rise, the death of the Shah, and now Desert One. Ronald Reagan is running strongly for president, but he fires his campaign manager, a man named John Sears, and hires Bill Casey. Who is Bill Casey that Ronald Reagan reached for him at this point in his campaign?
Casey's a very interesting choice as a campaign manager because he's not doing the things that normal campaign managers do. Normally, it's about raising money, and Casey did some of that. But Casey was also, to me, one of the great American spies, and I characterize him as a sort of a mix between James Bond and Mr. Magoo. And he mumbled a lot. That was his nickname, Mumble. So the joke was, after he became head of the CIA, was that all the senior officials needed scramblers on their phone, but not Bill Casey, because no one could understand what he said anyway. He sort of spat when he talked. He was going in a million directions at once. But he was dazzlingly brilliant as a spy. He had done enormously important work in World War II in the OSS, as you said, against the Nazis. But as he prepared, as the campaign started, Casey was also building up a secret intelligence network. When I went to Israel, I interviewed Yehoshua Saki, who was head of director of military intelligence for Israel back then. And he told me he had been meeting with Casey in 79 and 1980. This is just as the Iranian Revolution is taking place. They must have been talking about Iran. Casey was also meeting with South African arms dealers, with Israeli agents. He had a secret network all over the world, and he began to put it in action. And in November of 1979, he held a big fundraising party in New York for then candidate Reagan. Reagan, of course, was from California. He was not that plugged in on the East Coast. He needed Wall Street connections in case he had those Wall Street connections. And it was in the end of February or early March of 1980 that Casey took over the Reagan campaign.
Immediately, it is common knowledge that there is the possibility after the Desert One rescue that the Iranians will not release the hostages before the election. There is also the assumption that the president might do something like transfer an enormous amount of arms or money to Iran in order to induce them to release the hostages, because not everybody agrees that holding the hostages is a good idea for the future, one of them being Bani Sadr, the president of Iran, who Craig talks to in the course of his investigations. This is not a secret opinion. It's widespread that if the hostages are released, it will boost Mr. Carter. And though we look backwards with 2020 hindsight, the election was extremely close to the point of favoring the incumbent, as it always does, in the spring and summer of 1980. Have I said that correctly, Craig?
Yes, absolutely.
And because of that, Bill Casey recognized that the hostages could become a major component for Ronald Reagan's defeat. What is he going to do about it? And therein is the mystery. And we're going to turn to that mystery in just a moment, but I'm checking on one other relationship before we move on. Casey and Reagan, were they intimates? Were they friendly with each other? Because you note, with great entertainment, that Nancy Reagan was horrified with Casey's table manners. Had they known him very long?
Not really. They, Reagan's most famous quote about Casey is he said, you know what? I can't understand a word Bill Casey says. And you can ask him to repeat himself once. You can ask him twice. But you can't ask him a third time. That's rude. So generally, I just nod and smile. And you get the image that Casey is describing some very dangerous covert operation. And Reagan is just smiling and nodding his head. So there are questions as to exactly how much Reagan knew. I tend to think he knew in broad strokes, but he didn't really know the details about what Casey was doing.
The book is Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason That Stole the White House. When we come back, a young reporter named Craig Unger is about to enter the story. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.